This is Fanny. May I have your name, please?
Hi, yes, I was just returning a phone call I received. My name is Melissa.
Okay, of course. Let me go ahead and check and see the reason. Could you provide me with a number in case you get disconnected?
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Melissa. Let me go ahead and take a look here.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so it looks like we did contact you. The reason, actually, I do see here that you reached out to us to learn more about your vision correction options. So we just wanted to reach back out to you to just to see if you have any questions regarding that or if you needed any assistance in scheduling your appointment with us.
Oh, no, thank you. It's actually it's for my husband, so I'm just waiting on his schedule, and then I'm going to go ahead and schedule something at the Smithtown office.
Okay. All right, Melissa. Yeah, of course. Definitely. We are here for you if you do have any questions or if you do need any assistance in scheduling. What I could also do for you, Melissa, if you would like, because I know our schedules, they get pretty booked. We can go ahead and put you on the schedule tentatively for like 2-3 weeks. And if you find out that doesn't work for your husband, then we can definitely reschedule you.
Yeah, that would be great, actually. If you wouldn't mind, I think a Monday would work best.
Okay.
If you had, I don't know if you have afternoon hours, like something around like 4 o'clock.
Sure. Let me see here. And you said Smithtown, right?
Yes. Or I think you have an office in Huntington too, right?
Let me check for you. Let me see. Huntington, no, we only have, we actually have, okay, so we do have Smithtown, Sayville, Rockville, we have Riverhead, but I don't see Huntington.
Oh, that's okay. The Smithtown office would be fine then, and we could probably do like a 3 o'clock or later.
3 o'clock, okay. Do you know what type of appointment he is needing? Like what is the type of procedure that he is inquiring about?
He wants to have a consult for LASIK surgery. He had one about 10 years ago and he wasn't a candidate, so he wanted to get a second opinion.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Let's go ahead and take a look then. Let's see. I do see here. What is his first name?
Robert.
Okay. Last name?
Yes.
Okay. What is his date of birth? Okay. All right. And this number will be best, right? Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Let's see here. Give me just one moment.
Even I think probably would be best is like the second Monday in September. That would probably work well.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
If you happen to have that, yes.
Okay. Second Monday of September, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll definitely take a look at that and see if we have that available. Smithtown. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm looking at September's calendar. Second Monday, that will be September 8th. And yes, we do have that available. You said around 3 p.m.?
Yeah, or 3:30, whichever you have.
Sure. We actually have 3:05. Is that okay?
Perfect. Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. Okay. All right, just bear with me here. I'm going to add his information here. Okay, and repeat his date of birth for me one more time. I apologize.
Sure.
Awesome, thank you. And this will be the first time that he will be visiting us, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Oh. All right, and what is his mailing address? Awesome, thank you. We have an email here. It's .com, is that correct?
Yeah, that's my email. That's perfect.
Okay, awesome. I'm almost done here. I'm going to text you right now a verification code of 6 digits. Could you let me know what those digits are, please?
Sure. 235-952.
952. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All righty. So I went ahead and confirmed his appointment here for September 8th at 3:05. It's going to be at our Smithtown location. So as soon as I just confirmed it, so you should be receiving a confirmation via email or text message. And as well, I do just want to let you know this appointment, of course, it's free. It does take an hour to an hour and a half. And he will basically just be meeting with a doctor, go over his eye, medical history, all that good stuff, and also do some testing just to determine if he is a candidate for LASIK or another another type of vision correction. And also, so it would just go over all of his options and also answer any of his questions. Okay. Also, just please let him know to bring in his glasses prescription with him. If he doesn't have it, that's okay. He can just bring in his glasses or contacts if he does wear them, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Of course. Do you have any other questions, Melissa?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure assisting you. Have a wonderful Friday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.